The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm your co-host this morning, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, joined in the studio by Doug Neal, certified financial planner Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant Craig Montana, of course, running the studio for us. Let me give you our phone number. I know you're busy. It's holiday week, running around like crazy, but I know you got questions and you're thinking, maybe I can put it off until... How much longer are you going to put things off? We got some ideas coming up for you this morning on how to put a little bit more confidence and safety behind those big returns that you've been making in the markets since Election Day. We've done a little fudging around back and forth, giving up a little, but mostly adding to people's balances, whether it's in your IRA, your 401k, your 403b, any of those things, brokerage accounts, you name it, everything except things that have interest rates on them. There's only been a little teeny tick up in some of those. But we're here to help you and give you some ideas on keeping those gains locked down for yourself and moving them to something that may be less volatile than the regular markets. Doable, isn't it, guys?
Well, there are some things that are doable for sure.
It is doable. There's always an if or a but it is doable.
And some of them take time. You just got to write up. You just got to get in the program and stick with it for a while. Get your plan together and work your plan.
And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning is, what's doable and what's not doable. And along that line is, there are some things that you should do online and there are some things you should not do online, and we're talking about through the computer, and I have some interesting stories about that. And also wanted to talk about in relation to long-term care, if you have long-term care insurance and how difficult it is making decisions about who's going to be the caregiver. I have a really interesting story about that.
It's not always clear.
It is not always clear.
And the people sometimes you think were going to be, or the person you think was going to be your caregiver, may not be able to do that for a number of reasons. It could be their own health, or maybe they're not around anymore.
And sometimes you just simply don't know what the elephant in the room is.
You don't. So we're going to take that elephant gun and go after that thing when we come right back. And by the way, if you've got questions, here's our number. Let me give you that number. If you've got questions, I know we brought up a topic that was pretty hot last week. We had a couple of calls after the show about maneuvering your money out of your 401k or 403b and putting some possible safety and less volatility under that. You're still working, but what are the rules on that? What can you do? How do you find out? And is it the right thing for you? Let's talk about that when we come back. Here's our number in the meantime, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Going into a little station break here, so we have time to take your call in private. at 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Could you leave and not take me?
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
November is National Hospice Month. The goal of hospice is to provide heartfelt, end-of-life care by supporting patients and families in handling the medical, emotional, and social aspects of a life-limiting illness. Hospice Brazos Valley has welcomed the invitation to serve for 27 years with offices in Bryan, Brenham, and LaGrange. In recognition of National Hospice Month, Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank the community for its generous support as it serves all or parts of 17 counties. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center in downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG provides project management services nationally for hotel and restaurant renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction manager on the renovation of the Simon Theater, Unity Theater, and other historical landmarks, as well as numerous residential and commercial projects for the last 21 years. RWG Construction Management, 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-7176.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dancer coming with this group. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one. Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adar.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Aggieland Humane Society of Bryan.
This is John Deans, Brenham, Washington County Crime Stoppers. We have over $50,000 in our reward fund, so it's time to clean up the county. So we're now offering $1,000 guaranteed in cash, tax-free, for any tip that leads to arrest or indictment of a felony crime or capture of a wanted felon. That's right. Drop a dime on the slime and get $1,000 in cash in a matter of days. It's all anonymous. We don't know who you are, and we don't care. If the bad guy's dealing and stealing and running from the law, let Crime Stoppers know. We'll put one large in your hands. Call us at 836-TIPS. That's 836-8477. Stay safe.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from NEO Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. Let me give you our phone number to our office. It's 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. And Doug Neal, why are we giving our phone number out?
That way, if you'd like to call up and schedule your free review, we maybe have some time off this week or coming up in Christmas time. If you got some time off, come on in. Get your plan started. Bring in whatever you have, and we'll help you put the pieces together to get you started on the road to whatever you would like to do. Retire, travel, both. Take care of the kids in college, just liabilities, just all kinds of things.
And this is a great time of year to do that because we're coming up on the end of the year, and this is also enrollment time for a lot of the 401k plans and all of the things that go along with that. And so you have access to all of that information. And, you know, it's a great time to come in and try and get some help with making some of those decisions. What about that flexible spending account? We're coming up on the end of the year.
Yep.
Do you have questions about that? So there's a lot of things that we can take care of and help provide some answers, at least provide the right questions to ask as we come up on the end of the year.
And start a relationship with some financial advisors. We're going on year number 11 here.
On this particular radio station.
On this radio station. 11 years here on KWHI in Brenham in Central Texas. So we're not going anywhere. We've been around for several decades. It's just that we've been on the air for starting our 11th year coming up here.
Yeah, and we did have phone calls after we talked about something that a lot of you don't know you can do. You know, hopefully you're seeing some big run-ups in your 401ks and 403bs.
Maybe not even big, just run-ups.
Just run-ups.
Just more.
Any kind of a run-up here, yes. Post-election, by the way. So what do you do? How do you lock in those gains and try to put some more safety, less volatility underneath those gains?
Yeah,
many of you do not know that you may make an in-service withdrawal of part of your money in your 401k, even though you're still employed. You're not leaving your job. But most plans do have the ability to take an in-service withdrawal. And we talked about that the last program we did, and we had several calls. And what do I mean by taking an in-service withdrawal?
You're still working. You've been putting money in your 401k, and you take part of it out and roll it into your own IRA. Now you can invest it in anything in your own IRA because you're unlimited with the number of choices. And some things you may want to look at are some of those investment products that protect your downside. Some of them guarantee that you never go backwards. Some just protect you 10 or 20%. But you get some protection because you're getting closer to the age where you might want to live off those funds.
Now, most of the 401k and 403b and 457 plans, there are some of those out there too, most of them say you have to be 59 and a half years old in order to make that in-service withdrawal. I have seen some go lower than that in age. I've seen some even go at 55. You need to check with your human resources department or whoever runs your plan, and they will have a look at the plan document for you and be able to tell you, yes, you can or no, you can't. But the main thing is, if you want to do something, maybe you've only got 4 or 5 or 6 choices. Those of you who are government or governmental agency employees, some of those plans only have a few funds. You've got a few good choices, but they're not any of them. And by the way, if you're looking at just doing bond funds, those have been going backwards in value. And yeah. Why is that?
Right now, the Federal Reserve is floating balloons that they're going to raise interest rates in December. Well, if they're raising interest rates on the bonds, why should I want to buy your bonds? I'll buy them for you. I'll buy them less than what they're worth. Otherwise, I'll buy the new bonds.
Yeah,
you know, we've talked about that before. There's an inverse relationship between the price of bonds and interest rates. As interest rates go up, those older bonds lose value.
Because they're paying less money than the new bonds that are going to be coming out. So why would somebody want to buy that bond from you, right?
Yeah, if the bond's worth $1,000, I'm not going to give you $1,000. If I can get a new bond for $1,000 at a higher interest rate, I'll give you $900 for your old bond, maybe.
Yeah. So that's what happens. Yeah. That's why if you've been sitting around fat and happy with a bunch of bond funds, you know, the problem is that when interest rates go up, the value of those bond funds is going to go down. We're already seeing some of this movement, and especially with some of the government plans out there, they have the bond funds inside of those plans. They're not saying that they're bad. It's just the way markets move. So if you're sticking all your money in a bond fund, you might want to think about that strategy and say, you know what, I realize that I can roll out some portion of my money in that 401k and I can put it somewhere else in my own IRA and run the investments there and maybe put something with like a 10% downside protection, like a buffer on the bottom of it. You can even do some other products that are going to say you never, ever go backwards. There are different options out there, but if you're making some gains right now and the rest of your, like your stock funds, for instance, inside of there, you might want to consider locking those gains down, rolling out, and putting it in something where you can control it much more. Just an idea, but most people don't know they have that option.
Yeah, and the other thing about that is it depends on what your objective is with those particular funds.
Yep.
Because everybody's life is different, mm-hmm. and so it goes back to, like you talk about all the time, Doug, it comes back to what the plan is. You know, because on some of these financial products, you have the ability to have gains that are guaranteed to grow up during a time period for riders that are going to guarantee some income to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if a portion of your money, if you want to do something with that where you can lock in where your gains are now and have that growth for income later on, knowing that this is how much money I'll have available when I need that income, maybe that fits your financial plan. That's not for everybody, but that's one of those things that's out there.
And again, it doesn't have to be a long-term commitment on whatever you're rolling it into. It really depends on where you are with what your needs are and your time frame and your plans. And then you can see
what you do. You get your plan together and... Yeah, I hear a turkey in the background.
And we're not saying anything about our listeners, by the way. Yeah.
I think it came from the studio.
Oh, yes.
But one other point that some people kind of forget about, when you start doing your financial plan, you can put your money in several different places. So you can have a block of money that's guaranteed not to go backwards, but it might be tied up for 8 or 9 years. You have another block that maybe has some downside protection, but you can get to it any time mm-hmm. within a year. And then you have other monies that are liquid you can get any time. Mm-hmm. But there's no guarantees on that. They're just investments. And then you got cash, which doesn't pay anything, but it's cash. It's still there.
Yeah. So there are a lot of options. You just increase your options if you want to do that. If you want to find out more about that, you can always give us a call at the office. You can come by for the free review. That's always a dandy thing, and here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Jamie, you were talking a little bit. Let's switch gears just a tad. You were talking about long-term care, which is the other biggie. Some companies have offered this in the past. If you have a company who's got a policy that you can buy into, through your employer, I strongly suggest that you at least take a look at that, because it's tough to find them anymore for employers, because it's tough to insure a large group of people for long-term care.
Without
because
asking
long-term
a lot
care,
of questions.
Yeah, that's right. Long-term care is an expensive proposition for the people who are the insurers of those policies, but it's also a tough issue for those of us to deal with for ourselves or for our loved ones. And Jamie, you've run into something with long-term care. It had to do with selecting a caregiver.
Well, when you reach the point where you can't take care of yourself, if you can't do the activities of daily living, and that's how they determine what long-term care is about, if you can't do the activities of daily living on your own, then somebody has to help you do those things. Mm-hmm. And that particular person is called a caregiver. And generally what we hear is, you have decisions that you have to make. If you're not going to get it long-term care insurance, then you're going to pay for it out of your own assets. Then you have to make the decision as who's going to be your caregiver. Is it going to be your spouse? Is it going to be your children? Is it going to be somebody else in your family? Or are you going to get caregiver that's hired as a professional? And it's kind of interesting. Statistics, ARP had done a survey taking a look at the availability of family caregivers. And in 2010, there were 7 potential caregivers for every person over age 80. So and within the family, there were about 7 possible caregivers. By 2030, that ratio is going to go down to 4 to 1. And then by 2050, that ratio will go down 3 to 1. That means there are fewer family caregivers available, and we all know that family sizes are getting smaller, and that's the reason for that. Now, what's interesting about that, this is from an article written by Deb Newman, who's a long-term care specialist. What's interesting about that is even though you may, in 2010, there may have been seven potential caregivers, that doesn't mean there were seven willing.
Yes, willing.
potential caregivers.
Yeah, there may be one.
Yeah, and the pool of family members available to do caregiving becomes smaller and smaller, and then the number of willing caregivers proportionally gets smaller, too. And there was a story in the article about this couple who had purchased long-term care insurance, so they had it. And the professional came in to talk to them and noticed that the husband had a walker by his desk. And so they asked, you know, well, what are y'all doing here for all the activities of daily living? And they kind of went through those things with the husband. And it turns out that, yes, he could not do all of the activities of daily living. And the spouse was the one who was helping. They had a staircase going from their living room to their dining room. And they said, well, what are you doing there? And he said, well, you know, my wife just walks behind me, and I use my walker as I'm going down the stairs, and she holds on to my belt.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
It turns out that she was doing a lot of things to help him get through his day, and he simply was not aware of all the help that he was getting from her and the effect that was having on her life. So they brought in some specialists to go through, and they interviewed them separately. And one of the statements he says is, we don't need any help. My wife does everything.
Yeah.
Well, see, the point of that is sometimes when you reach that edge, that point in your life, you don't realize the effect that it's having on your spouse. Because when the spouse was being interviewed, she was in tears. She had reached her wit's end. She didn't know what else she could do.
And then probably she was also having that fear that at some point his condition was going to progress where she was not going to be able to help him enough. Like if he was having some incontinence problems later on, and if she had to lift him.
Yeah.
And carry him, how to get him in and out of
the shower or the
shower,
bathtub.
Yeah. I mean, that is a tough thing, and I'm sure she was fit to be tied. Not only that, but she probably could barely even get out to go to the grocery store at all.
It's a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is it wasn't that he didn't care about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that he didn't think about it the way that she did because, you know, when you live together for all of those years, you're used to helping each other.
Sure.
And so you can see how easily you might expect that this is something that you would think the spouse is going to naturally take on without realizing the effect that it's having on the other person's life. And what I've seen happen is, in effect, because of all the mental and physical exertion that's required to be a caregiver who's not a trained caregiver,
mm-hmm.
That person's life is actually damaged and shortened itself because now they're doing things that they weren't expected to do. And it's with long-term care, then what they did is they hired a professional consultant to help them with planning what the caregiving could be, mm-hmm. because they had long-term care insurance, which provided the money to hire a caregiver so that now their life together is going to be much more calm.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally realized once the professional caregivers came in, he began to realize just how devastating it had been on his wife, somebody that he really cared about, mm-hmm. but just didn't realize what was going on.
So family dynamics are a big player in this whole decision, who would be a caregiver and for how long. I have a friend whose mother was ill, and he was the only one who was available. He actually took an early retirement to help her. Fortunately, he'd had a good plan and had saved money well, et cetera, but his whole life revolved around her, and he had other things that he had lined up to do when she became ill. And so his whole life was spent taking care of her. And it was a, and he's, what, 60 years old? He wasn't over the hill by any means. And
there's another interesting statistic in the article that said that 70% of family caregivers have significant symptoms of depression.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, again, it's a big, big thing. And thinking about it, I know it's not comfortable.
But
it is something.
Your friends
you have
and neighbors
to.
That you probably know somebody who's been in that situation. So why don't you plan ahead so you're not in that situation?
There you go. By the way, there are a lot of ways to do long-term care. We'll talk a little bit about that this morning. We usually try to put that in because so many of you don't know that you have other options on how to do that. So we'll talk about that. Take a look at the markets when we come right back. And some other little known factoids that you might want to consider about your investments going forward with one party in control of the whole shebang in Washington, D.C. That and more when we come back. If you got questions, here's our number right now, 800-332-7879,
800-332-7879. And I can't believe I see 100 yellow ribbons around the old. The holidays are upon us. Beat the Black Friday crowds and think local first when shopping this holiday season. While it is not always possible to buy everything you need from locally owned businesses, if everyone purchased one more item locally when they shop, the effects would be tremendous. Not only does shopping locally help the merchants in our area, but it also distributes the tax dollars right back into the community, providing for enhanced services such as police, fire, parks, and infrastructure. These are the kinds of benefits that help make this a wonderful place to live. A healthy economy in our community ultimately means more local jobs, better services, and an environment which is good for business and consumers alike. When the dust settles from Black Friday and before Cyber Monday kicks off, there's Small Business Saturday. On November 26th, visit the many local restaurants, wineries, entertainment venues, art studios, boutiques, and more to show your support to the small businesses in our area. There are over 800 Chamber member businesses who can help you for the holidays. Browse the Chamber website at BrenhamTexas.com and check out the hot deals.
What's your dream vacation? Basking in the sun on a beautiful beach with a cool drink in your hand, complete with a little paper umbrella? Or maybe your idea of the ideal vacation is flying down the mountainside on a pair of skis with the fresh air in your lungs and the scent of evergreens in your nose. Or maybe a cruise is more your style. Whatever your dream getaway, Brenham Travel can make it happen. Call today and let them put together a package just for you. Brenham Travel Service, 522 Highway 290 West. Call 830-1666 and let Brenham Travel Service help you see the world.
KWHI is where the news comes first. I'm Noelle Buffum, news director for KWHI. We're committed to bringing you the best news coverage. If news happens in Brenham, Washington County, or the surrounding counties, whether it's city council or county commissioner meetings, school board, or local law enforcement reports, to the county fair or spelling bee, KWHI will be there bringing you the latest information. With local headlines at the top of every hour following ABC News and three major newscasts every day at 7:30, noon, and 5, you'll always stay up to date on the latest news. That's right here on AM 1280, KWHI, and KWHI.com, where the news comes first.
Single setback and a handoff. We're going to hit in there, and it's going to be Michael getting
Aggie football is on KWHI. Tune in every week to hear the Fighting Aggies football games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you each week thanks to our Texas A&M sponsors, Bank of Brenham, Intech Pest Management, Tegeler Toyota, and Page Tractors. Please support our Texas A&M sponsors, and for all Aggie sports, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280, your Aggie sports station.
I'm Tumbleweed Smith, inviting you to tune into the sound of Texas weekday mornings at 7:22 on KWHI, 1280 on the AM dial. The program covers the fun things about Texas, the events, places, people, history, folklore, and legends. You hear stuff from all over the state, and there's no telling just what you might hear. Tune into the sound of Texas. There's nothing else like it. 7:22 weekday mornings on Friendly Country, KWHI, where the news comes first.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. Our website is a little bit more information about us. You can find out what we look like and what we do and our backgrounds and that kind of stuff. And where do we go to get that?
MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. You can click on the Listen Live button. If you got to get out of your car or don't have a radio, you can listen live. And it's got the phone numbers and addresses of both offices. And come on by.
By the way, we still do the free review. And we also can throw in a little look at what your best options are for when to take your Social Security if you're looming on that threshold over the next few months or like now, whatever, you might want to check it out. We take your actual numbers that you can get from Social Security Administration and bring those numbers in with you, and then we can plug that in to our special formula calculators here and show you first choice it's best, second choice, third choice, basically when should you do it, what will happen to your spouse's benefits, etc., etc. All of that, it's in black and white. You can see it clearly, and then you can make an educated decision and not guessing or following somebody else's opinion. I've heard of people talking to somebody at their church who has...
It's called donut hour.
Yeah,
right?
donut hour. Here's what I think you ought to do.
That's okay.
Yeah. Now, you can talk to us during the donut hour, and we do know. But most people do not. Doesn't mean they're not nice people and they don't mean well. It's just
that... Yeah, most of them mean well.
Of course they do. But they don't know what we know 99.9% of the time, okay? So,
or have access to the tools to figure it out.
Well, and that's the biggie for us. We've got tools available to us in our little financial toolbox of goodies there to help you make the right decision. And it's so critically important because, folks, you don't get some do-overs here. You get one do-over if you decide between 62 and 66 that you're going to take your Social Security. You get one do-over, and you can only have picked it up, gone ahead and gotten your Social Security early, and within 12 months of making that decision, you've got to make a decision on whether you're going to not do that anymore and hold off until you're 66 or 70 or whatever it may be. You get that one time, and you have to pay the money back.
Yeah, that's the part. You got to pay the money back.
So if you got $15,000 or $18,000 or $20,000 that you spent from Social Security early,
and you want to do it over,
you got to pay that back. Then you can
lump
start
sum.
Over.
Lump
yes.
sum.
Yeah. So please be careful. This is a big, big decision. Do not mess it up. You don't have to mess it up. You can come by and do your free review. And we'll be glad to help you.
Yeah, and that Social Security calculator, I want to make a point on that. It gives you the options. It doesn't tell you which one to take. It gives you the option.
No, but you can see it in black and white and compare it.
Because maybe you do want to take Social Security at 64
mm-hmm.
or 65 or maybe at 68. But that way, at least you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very big deal. It's one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make in your life. You don't have to go it alone. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call us at 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. And by the way, to our listener who called the other day wanting to know if he could pull money from his 401k at work, even though he's still working and planning to continue to work, can he pull it out of his 401k and put it in his IRA and regulate the investments mm-hmm. there. First thing you do is you call your HR department and see what age they require you to be. Most plans require you to be 59 and a half. I have heard of some older ones that you can go at 55, but most of them, 99%, I think, are at 59 and a half. So check that out first.
It's always interesting to me that the plan document carries so much weight,
yeah.
even though what the IRS will allow you to do. I know of a plan where even in retirement, if you want to roll money out of the plan to your own IRA, they've only allowed access 20% of your value.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and why would that be? It might be because their plan costs them less as a business because certain balance amounts cut down the fees, mm-hmm. not just to you, but to your employer as well. Your employer pays fees to have that plan in place for you. And the higher the balance per participant overall, they calculate it on the whole value of the money inside that plan, it drops the fees down. So that's friendly to your employer, and maybe they can give you a little bit more of a match.
But I thought it was my money.
Yeah.
It is your money. It is your money. But, that's you know, let's face it, if you got to pay to have a plan for your employees, you want to get the best deal you can.
That's why that free review is so important. Mm-hmm. There's so many moving parts in the financial world.
Yeah.
And if you don't deal with it on a daily basis like we do, how do you figure it out? How do you even know what's out there? That's why we like to put our three heads together, plus the rest of the team, and just because we can't even think of everything all the time.
No.
So you got
we know how to get the information quickly, but no, we can't think of everything. And the other thing, the skill set that we have also teaches us and lets us know by experience as well how to put all of these different pieces of information together and look at everything as a total. On your behalf.
Got an example. Met with some people. We're doing some planning. And this is where this started up 5-6 months ago. They wanted to work with us, but they had no investable assets outside of their 401ks. And so, fine, he got to be 59 and a half a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he moved some money out. But the next question she just gave us over the weekend, she sent an email, said our term insurance policies are maturing. You know, how does the term insurance policy mature? It's the end of the term. It's 10 or 15-year policy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's a 15-year term policy, and it's end of year number 15 now. So now they have a choice. They can renew it 1 year at a time, mm-hmm. but guess what? They're 15 years older.
Right.
So the price goes up considerably, and it's each year it's going to go up. So the question was, do we need to keep those policies? Now, throw this in with that free review and the planning is, they're also very interested in long-term care coverage.
Hmm.
So we're going to explore a joint policy, life insurance policy, that has the long-term care rider or part of it, not rider, but long-term care facet of it. So then maybe they can keep some insurance on a second-to-die basis and get their long-term care covered, something they didn't even know about.
Now, just to be clear, though, can they use, you talked a moment ago about rolling out some of their money from his 401k, can they use that money?
They can, but since they're both working, that would bump them into a much higher tax bracket because he'd be taking money out of his IRA because he's over 59 and a half to pay for the long-term care. And they're probably better off, but we're in the very early stages of looking at the pieces of what would work best for them,
mm-hmm.
but like a 10-pay policy. They have 10 payments, 10 annual payments, guaranteed never to change, and that after 10 years, their long-term care life insurance policy would be paid up. But using the IRA money probably would hurt them because they put them in a much higher tax bracket, but they have earned income now. Kids are gone, debts are gone.
Yeah, and that's why it's different for everybody, because there is a way to do that, to roll money out of the 401k into an IRA, and there are financial products available that they could put the money in the IRA that have a long-term care benefit,
mm-hmm.
so they would leverage those dollars and then have money come out every year for the next 10 years to pay for the life insurance policy that has long-term care. So they are, in effect, doubling the leveraging by doing that. Now, that's a little more complicated.
But it can be done.
But it can be done.
Sure. So, and the tax hit on taking money out is?
You spread it out over the years.
Okay. That's right.
So it's not all at once. So lots of different combinations, but they came in, they wanted some help financially because they're in their, she's in her early 50s, he's in 59.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we do things? And so we putting these things together, it's a process. It's not a one-time deal. It's a process.
So again, and many of you have Roth options on your 401ks and 403bs. Now, that's another interesting concept coming up. Probably I'm not going to do it this week. We're going to do it maybe the week after when we're all back from wherever we're going for Thanksgiving. But we're going to talk a little bit, start a conversation about leveraging your way out of that pre-tax money and converting it into Roth, doing it a little bit at a time, possibly. But now you're going to put it into something that is not taxable on the growth, and now you've got more options with it. So we'll talk about that gradual conversion of pre-tax money from your 401k and IRA types of investments over to the Roth side. Not tricky. It just may take a little time depending on your tax bracket, and you don't want to bump yourself too much. So how do you handle that? We'll talk a little bit of that strategy next week, actually, so they already can do their holiday this week. Meantime, you got questions, or if you want to find out now how to do that, you got a little bit of time. Maybe you took some time off between now and the end of the week with the Thanksgiving holiday. Great. Love to see you. Here's our number, 979-836-2903, if you'd like to come by and sit and chat. 979-836-2903. And when we come back, a check on the markets and a little bit more on ideas for you to think about now and into the new year. We're already looking ahead, so stay with us right here on the Money Makeover Show.
Not everyone has perfect vision, and many people won't admit they need bifocals. But at Dr. Gerald Tiaden's office, art and science work together so you can have corrected vision while looking like you have perfect 20/20 vision. Dr. Tiaden offers complete optometry and optical services, including tests for glaucoma, field of vision, fashion eyewear, contact lenses, invisible bifocals, and Costa sunglasses with or without a prescription. Call Dr. Tiaden at 836-3597 for your appointment. That's 836-3597, or go see them at 2448 Becker Drive.
Looking for a perfect kit for the truck enthusiast and your family? Then go to T3 Truck and Trailer on Highway 105 in Brenham. They carry a full line of T3 truck parts and equipment, performance products and truck accessories, plus they do graphics too. From yard signs to banners and full color prints on canvas, T3 Customs can hook you up with something awesome for business or personal use. Make your truck enthusiast happy with accessories from T3 Truck and Trailer on Highway 105 at Bluebell Road, or shop online at T3TNT.com.
Having trouble with mold from all the recent rain and flooding? Bilski Pressure Washing in Brenham says leave the mold to us. Bilski Pressure Washing can clean sidewalks, patios, wrought iron, and wood furniture. They can clean around the pool and make your porch swing, deck floors, and rock facing look new again. Call James Bilski with Bilski Pressure Washing at 979-277-4135. That's 979-277-4135 for a free estimate on mold removal from commercial or residential premises. Wherever you have mold, let Bilski Pressure Washing wash it away.
Hi, this is Susan. I am here to tell you that Higgins South and Faith Mission Furniture will be open on Black Friday, November 25th. Both stores will have incredibly low prices on everything. This is a one-day sale, and you won't want to miss it. Higgins South is your one-stop shop for Christmas trees, holiday decor, fashion, jewelry, and gifts galore. And Faith Mission Furniture has the most incredible furniture at low, low prices. Higgins South is located at 2268 South Market, and Faith Mission Furniture is at 310 East Alamo, right next to the Cannery Restaurant.
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been in business serving the community for 65 years. Let them show you a variety of Rheem water heaters, Heat Star heaters, and a variety of burners to fit any of your heating and cooking needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care, and they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham, or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber, and hunting season is right around the corner, so it's time to fill your deer feeders with our 50-pound bags of clean deer corn in stock now and at a great price. Plus, check out our large inventory of hunting necessities like our case hunting or camo knives. To help get your deer blind ready, pick up some camo paint. It's available in spray paint or by the gallon. And don't forget to pick up the cooler you'll need to keep your drinks and snacks fresh. We have it all. For all you need this hunting season, visit Woodson Lumber, because for over 100 years, your dream starts here in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and and Lexington.
Visit the sports doc, Ed Podl of AM 1280 KWHI. Need to score your favorite team, their standings, or want to listen to the games live? I got the prescription. KWHI airs 7 sportscasts daily. Plus, you'll find sports stories and scores on our website, kwhi.com. Tune in to AM 1280 for live play-by-play of the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes, Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers, the Blinn Bucks, Texas A&M, Houston Texans, and the Astros. The voice for local sports for almost 70 years, AM 1280 KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I bet you we are the only financial radio talk show that plays that music during the break.
I would venture that's probably pretty safe.
We're pretty close to that. Glad to have you joining us again this morning on the Money Makeover Show. We're here with you every Monday and Wednesday morning, roughly 9 to 10 a.m. KWHI in Brenham. Also, you can listen live on our website, which is
MoneyMakeoverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeoverTeam.com.
You can also shoot us a question on the email anytime. We do get back to you on that. If you want to schedule your free review, see if you can match up your calendars with ours. I'm sure we can figure something out. No problem. All of that's available to you at moneymakeoverteam.com. Our office number for Brenham here is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. By the way, somebody was asking me about what I thought about investing in the month of December and yada, yada, yada. A little bit of info here from a big firm that does a bunch of,
Statistics.
Yeah, interesting crunching. Facts. Yeah, interesting factoids. It's a little publication called By the Numbers. And this one here I thought was interesting. 20 of the last 25 Decembers.
So that's 25 years. December once a month for 25 years.
Mm-hmm. 20 out of 25 of those years, the S&P 500 produced a positive total return in the month of December. The average December performance since 1991, a total gain just in that month of 1.78%.
Would you be happy with 1.78% on your cash
for
right
a month?
Now?
For a month?
For a month?
So again,
no guarantees.
No guarantees. Yeah. That's just the statistic. Statistic.
That's easy to say.
Yeah. Right. Not for me. By the way, another little tidbit. Historically speaking, 2017, as you all know by now, we have a Republican president coming in, and both the House and the Senate will also be in Republican control. Statistic is, over the last 80 years, the S&P 500 has gained nearly 12% a year. That's 11.7% per year total return on the S&P 500 when the White House and Congress were controlled by the same political party. It doesn't have to be the Republicans or the Democrats, just the same political party. And why might that be? Because markets like to deal with certainty and not uncertainty. When there's a lot of division politically, things are uncertain, and that makes markets nervous. Yep. If you know which way things are pretty much going, it makes things more secure for markets.
Before the election that we just had, there are all kinds of people saying things. You know, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. All kinds of webinars, seminars, whatever. Yeah. You know,
and we get all of them practically, by the way, and we have to sift through these things and go,
Yeah, I'm going to pick this one out because it came from the By the Numbers. University of Pennsylvania finance professor. Now, you'd think he'd be pretty sharp because he's a professor at University of Pennsylvania.
It's one of the most respected business schools in the country.
Okay, mm-hmm. And he's the finance professor.
And he's a very often, I know where you're going to go with this,
yes,
very often quoted, and he sells his newsletters. He's a big deal. He's on CNN all the time and MSNBC and all that other stuff. So he's a very well-known person.
And he said before the election that he wouldn't be surprised to see a 1,000-point drop on the Dow following Donald Trump's victory. Instead, the Dow has gained 515 points since the election.
And that was only that was through a few days ago. Actually, we've got larger gains than that now.
Right. So you can't believe, if you don't know, you can only suspect.
That's right.
And so it just kind of, he's got to use words here is what they're doing. But he's not alone. There's so many people on both sides.
And the thing is, who do you believe? And if you're going to rush around and invest your money in your 401k, your IRA, buy property, do anything financial, frankly, based on the advice of a handful of people who think they've got it all sewn up, even if they've been right 80% of the time over the years, there's not any guarantee that they're going to be right today, right?
Well, the other thing about that is, you know, the old saying, hindsight is always 20/20. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always easy to look back and say, well, if I had known that back then, I would have, well, you didn't know back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you do is you make the best decisions you can make based on the information that you have available to you today. And if that's consistent with what your goals and objectives are, and you have the peace of mind with the decisions that you made, it really doesn't make any difference what happens in the future, because you made your decisions based on information you had available to you then, and hopefully those decisions were good decisions.
And that goes with a strategy.
That's right.
You got your program, your plan. I'm doing this and this and this. It may take a couple of years to get there, but you're moving in that direction.
So which directions should you consider? That's why we have the free review. Glad to help you with that. Help you get a handle on things like Social Security. What if you want to roll out some money from your existing retirement plan at work? Can you do it? How do you do it? Should you do it? What are your options? All of those different issues and more, whether it's long-term care strategies or anything else. It's all about you and your future. It's not just money. It's your future and how you're going to finance it. So we're glad to help you with that. We're still taking appointments through the holidays here. Get a minute, come in. Here's our number, 979-836-2903.
See you back here Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.